Ted Cruz, the anti-Semitic left is getting worse. By Deborah Danon on April 29, 2019. Tel Aviv, Senator Ted Cruz blasted the anti-Semitic left Sunday for becoming more radical, pointing to anti-Israel remarks made by Congresswoman Ilhan Omar in an anti-Semitic cartoon published by the New York Times. In a tweet, the Texas Republican lamented the fact that the House recently failed to pass a resolution that singled out anti-Semitism specifically for condemnation following Omar's remarks and called on responsible Democrats to say enough is enough. The anti-Semitic left, whether at Ilhan Omar's repeated anti-Israel slurs or at New York Times apologizing for Hamas terrorists, e.g., on March 14, 2018, and running racist cartoons, is getting worse. And the House can't even pass an anti-Semitism resolution. Responsible Dems need to say enough is enough, Cruz tweeted. Cruz retweeted a post by Rabbi Shmuley Bodich lambasting the New York Times for publishing a vile, disgusting anti-Semitic cartoon last Thursday. The New York Times ad was one step short of Der Stürmer. One of the most vile, disgusting, nauseating cartoons of Jews since the Holocaust, Bodich tweeted. The cartoon, published in Thursday's print edition, featured a blind, Jewish President Donald Trump with a skull cap on his head being led by a guide dog with the face of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and a Jewish Star of David around its neck. The American Jewish Committee, AJC, called it a grotesquely anti-Semitic cartoon, and called on the newspaper to make good on its promise to make significant changes. We note the New York Times promise of significant changes following its publication of a grotesquely anti-Semitic cartoon on Thursday and its offensive non-apology apology yesterday and look forward to seeing those changes in practice. Actions speak louder than words, the AJC said on Twitter. The offensive non-apology referred to an earlier statement issued by the Times in which the newspaper said publishing the cartoon was an error in judgment. The cartoon was condemned by Vice President Mike Pence, who accused the paper of anti-Semitism. Last month, the House passed a general resolution condemning various forms of hate after Omar claimed Israel's allies pressure lawmakers to pledge allegiance to a foreign country. While Cruz and others called for a measure condemning anti-Semitism to be passed in response to the Minnesota Democrats' remarks, other lawmakers said the resolution should also condemn discrimination against Muslims and other minorities.